I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Early diagnosis of sickle cell disease is essential to begin the treatments that can reduce the risk of life-threatening complications. Dr. Christina Abrams is here to talk about diagnosing and treating infants with this condition. Dr. Abrams is an assistant professor of pediatrics, and she's director of the Pediatric Sickle Cell Center at MUSC Shawn Jenkins Children's Hospital. Dr. Abrams, tell us about sickle cell disease.
Sickle cell disease is a group of inherited blood disorders that affects a person's red blood cells. In sickle cell disease, their red blood cells are hard and stiff, and that causes the cells to break and get stuck around the body. And this is what causes a lot of the problems in sickle cell disease, including excruciating painful episodes, strokes, acute chest syndrome, and infections.
And how common is sickle cell disease?
About 100,000 Americans are affected by sickle cell disease, and about one in every 365 African American births are affected by sickle cell disease.
Well, tell us about screening for sickle cell disease for all infants in South Carolina.
Screening has been around since the 1970s. It was adopted in South Carolina in 1987, and by the year 2006, every state across the United States had some form of universal newborn screening for sickle cell disease.
And what is the impact of having this newborn screening for children who actually do test positive for sickle cell disease?
In those individuals that we identify as having sickle cell disease, we are able to start them on disease-modifying therapy and prophylactic antibiotics, which help them survive until adulthood.
And when do you begin therapy?
We start preventative antibiotics as soon as we find out that they're diagnosed with sickle cell disease. This has really decreased the mortality of patients with sickle cell under 5 years of age. And then by 9 months of age, we can also start some of the different therapies for sickle cell disease.
Tell us how sickle cell disease is inherited.
Sickle cell disease is inherited one gene from your mom and one gene from your dad. If you have two mutated genes, then you end up with sickle cell disease. If you only have one mutated gene, then you end up with something called sickle cell trait, which one in 13 African Americans are born with.
What's the difference in those two scenarios you just mentioned?
Sickle cell disease has all the complications that we typically think of. Painful episodes, risks of stroke, frequent hospitalizations, risk of infection. While sickle cell trait does not have a significant impact on a person's quality of life or length of life.
How do individuals know if they have sickle cell trait?
So that is one of the other things that can be identified on the newborn screen. The importance of identifying someone with sickle cell trait is really about reproductive health moving forward. Because if two individuals with sickle cell trait have a child, there is an increased risk of that child having sickle cell disease.
Dr. Abrams, thanks for this information about early diagnosis of sickle cell disease.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.